An older woman I know made a declaration recently. "I'm done with traveling," she said. "From now on, I'm staying put. All my adventures will be interior." It's an interesting idea, but it's a hard one for people, and there are many of them, stricken with lifelong wanderlust. People who love being on the move, and not just for holidays. People who think living in one place for any length of time is terminally boring. Kyla Hannington knows the roamer's life well. Her essay this morning is called Nomad.
"I have been running away since I was 8 years old, although for many years it happened only in my head. I would lie in bed at night, inventing stories in which I was a boy named Zero and lived in the woods with my dog. I was an independent operator, too cool for school, foraging for berries, needing no friends or family. My parents report when I was just 7 or 8, I slipped a rag underneath their door on which I had written, in crayon, 'I have gone to Newfoundland.' By the time they woke up, found the note, and flew down the stairs to find me, I had already returned to my bed and was fast asleep. It was, for sure, the quickest trip from the BC interior to Newfoundland in history. I'm 34 years old now, and I have still never been to Newfoundland. When I was 14, my parents moved us away from that small town in BC to Hawaii. I spent the first 2 weeks feeling like I was in a postcard, and the next 3 years wondering when I could leave. I made wonderful friends, but still felt adrift. Who was I amongst all these beautiful people who knew how to surf and scuba dive and felt comfortable in surf shorts and bikini tops? I went to Moscow, Idaho 4 years later for university, and I lived happily in that mountain town and did very little in the way of university at all. Then I headed to my sister's house in Vancouver and stayed there for a few years before leaping off to Denmark, following a man I knew. I loved Denmark and loved the man, and with him had a child and later got married. But still, 3 years later, I was off again, this time with my little family, to Indiana. I loved it there too and had another baby. We moved to Maryland in July 2003, but within 2 years I had left it, with the two children, without the man. It was a wrenching leave-taking of the man and of the place, and I therefore hated Nanaimo, the town to which I had arbitrarily moved. Hated it because it was not Maryland and because I had moved to it against my will. Now I've been in Nanaimo for more than 3 years, and I love it here too, although I came around to it slowly and somewhat grudgingly. In the end, this town has captivated me with its mesmerizing ocean, its wooded trails, its good-hearted people, many of whom are nomads too. And I've now lived in Nanaimo as long, or nearly as long, as I have lived in any place since I was 14 years old. Half of me finds this delightful and wonders if this is it. After all these years, am I finally taking root? When I lie in bed and tell myself stories at night, as I still do, have done my whole life to put myself to sleep, they no longer take place somewhere else. They take place in Nanaimo. And in them I am not, you may be pleased to know, an adventurous boy living in the woods, and there is no dog. In them I am just me, a fat single woman, a mother, not particularly accomplished or successful, but for some reason in the stories, always in the midst of the most marvelous of adventures. The other half of me, however, has started thinking about PEI, Prince Edward Island, where I have never been, with its lighthouses and fields, its Stomp and Tom, its yellow-flowered land, its delightfully close proximity to Newfoundland. We could just get in the car and go, sings the siren song in my head. The siren song that thinks I need now to live on an island in the Atlantic rather than an island in the Pacific. We could take the train. It would be beautiful. It would be, after all, an adventure. When I start traveling in that direction, the other half of me weighs back in, the Nanaimo half, the half that wants my children to have a stable upbringing, the half that remembers why this place might well be worth a longer stay. I sobered up in Nanaimo, have had a lover or two, learned to drum, painted a few pictures, and have fallen, as I so often do, sincerely in love with a man who neither knows it nor could possibly love me in return. The Nanaimo half of me is starting to see how adventures are not dependent, not always, on changing geography. I sit here in my house and realize that I have no idea at all if I will live in Nanaimo for 3 more years or 30, and no idea if I will ever manage to get to Newfoundland. At the same time, it occurs to me that I am in reality, much like I am in those bedtime stories, a fat single woman, a mother, in the midst of the most marvelous of adventures. For the Sunday edition, this is Kyla Hannington in Nanaimo.